If you are like most women who grew up in the last several decades, you were probably into Disney princesses, fairy tales, nursery rhymes, and the such. I was, including Santa Claus and every other thing. I have a lot of good memories of reading those books and lots of other books growing up. I loved reading. I hope you love reading too. But, so much creativity and imagination. And I am the last person that is going to say something negative about fiction or letting a girl dream. I know everyone has an opinion about these type things, and I'm not really talking about that today. I'm just using it as a starting point to talk about something else that is important. You know, as we're growing up, let's say we were dreaming of our prince to come. We were the princess and we were hoping and dreaming for our prince. And he came, but he didn't end up to be perfect like we thought. I have talked recently, a few weeks ago, about the fact that the bigger shock was that we weren't anything like the princess. We weren't the perfect, loving, forgiving, hardworking, beautiful, saintly princess that had no ulterior motives, who is also a work of fiction. I would like to talk today about something that I mentioned to my Sunday school class yesterday. I teach 8th grade girls, and I think it's worth all of us reminding ourselves and teaching the younger girls in our lives, our daughters, our students, our Sunday school class, grandchildren. And that's about a ratio. Now, I'm not a math lover. I'm more of an English and history girl myself. But especially, I'm calling out to you math nerds. Let's talk ratios today. Okay, this is about ratios. There is something very important about the ratio of how much fiction we allow in our lives. This generation, the teenagers, are watching YouTube, Netflix, Prime Video, cable, playing video games, everything on their smartphone. And, also may surprise you, I'm not spending this time to talk about anything negative or sinful about those things. Surely there are many things that can be sinful. I'm not talking about that. I simply want us to pass along the wisdom of making sure the ratio of what is real and what is not real in our lives is very, very high on the real and very, very low on the unreal. So, if we have on one side, things that are real in our lives. First of all, God's word. That is truth. And that's number one in the column of things that are real. Things that are true, things that are real. God, his word, the Bible, and spiritual things are real, true. What else is real? People are real. Talking face to face to people. Sitting around the table at the dinner time, or talking to friends face to face, talking to relatives, talking to your children, talking to your neighbors, talking to your coworkers. Human interaction with other humans is real. What else is real? The world is real. Nature is real. Being outside and seeing trees and the sky and grass and flowers and animals, all of that is real. We put all of those things in the real category. Another thing that's real, nonfiction books. Books like history books, biographies, autobiographies, nature books, anything that tells us how to learn something or to do something or to know something. Facts are real. things that we learn are real. But then let's go to the other side. This is not a good column and a bad column. This is simply a real and a not real ratio. So in the not real side column, we will have fairy tales, fictional stories. I love to read fiction. I like to read historical, biblical fiction sometimes. I like to have, you know, some relaxing time where I just read a good book. So anything that would be fictional, you know, princess stories, children's books, these are in the unreal category, but not bad, just not real. What else is not real? Made up pictures, filtered pictures, things that have been edited online, airbrushed photographs on magazines. So many things in this world have been edited to be not real. So when we are looking online, it can be very blurry about things that are real and not real. They may look real, but they're not. So anything that we see on our smartphone, we have to wonder, is that real? So things on the smartphone, things on the TV, these can very much fall into the non-real category because they're not natural. They've been retouched, they've been edited, they've been made to look better. Details have been left out. This is not the full truth. Oftentimes when we listen to even the news on TV, it's not real because it's someone's opinion and commentary to get more money, to get more ratings, to get people riled up so they want to keep listening to your show. So that would fall into the non-real category. This is the only point I want to make today. Let's make sure in our life that we always have a really large ratio of real to small ratio of non-real reality in our life and in those lives of the people around us. Why? Why is it true? Why is it necessary that we have a great amount of reality in our lives and a small amount of non-reality? You know, this is not something that people have to worry about in many areas of this world. In poor areas of this world, and in, I would say, the majority of the people that live on this earth, their reality is very real. They get up, they work all day to try to get food and to keep a roof over their head. And that is all reality, 100%. There's not much non-reality in their life. I'm sure they'd like a little more non-reality. We in a first world country in the 21st century with lots of modern inventions and technology hardly have to do hard work for anything. So we have a lot more options for non-reality in our life. But here is what happens. When our life has a lot of non-reality in it, in the 168 hours we have a week, in those waking hours, if we fill it with a great ratio of non-reality, then when something happens in the real world that seems mean or harsh or negative or unfair or grievous, a death, an illness, a betrayal, bad day, bad circumstances happening, people lying or slandering or financial troubles or difficult relationships, anything negative that happens in the human world. If our life is filled with non-reality, it is very difficult for us to accept that. We feel like in a perfect world, which is the non-reality world, this should not be happening to us. And it is very easy for us to get upset and bitter and point blame and think that God is mean to us and these kinds of things. Whereas if we fill our lives with the reality of God's word And things that are real, people, nature, non-fictional stories about the past, we are very much understanding that that is what real life is. It's joys and sorrows. And it won't affect us in such a great way. This is a little bit of the burden I have for the younger generation. I'm afraid that a lot of their life is filled with non-reality through their phone, television, and video games, and what they listen to and what they read and what they look at, so that when negative things in real life happens, they're not able to handle it because they haven't had a dose of reality very much in their life. So my encouragement today, ladies, is count out the hours you have of free time in your life, or wake time when you're not at work and you can do what you want. Are you thinking about things that are real, like God's word, praying for others, thinking about people, talking to people, even reading about real events? Or is your life filled with fairy tales, dreams, wishes, edited content, non-realistic, unreality? A little bit of a warning to you that the ratio should stay real small on that side, because you won't be properly prepared to handle the real life events with the right attitude and the right mindset if you're too much living a fairy tale world in your mind. If you're always going to those romance novels, if you're always fleeing to even good Christian fiction, if it's too much, it's not going to be healthy for you. So I say, make that side of the column, the ratio, a little bit smaller, and let's make the reality in our lives, especially God's word, a little bit greater. I hope you have a great week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.